toy-worthy or not. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. San Francisco's proposed restriction on Happy Meal toys has now been expanded to include breakfast. The law would now state that no meal containing bread may include a toy unless the bread is at least 50% whole wheat. Other meals with toys would have to include fruits and vegetables and limit salt and sugar, which just might make kids desperate enough to eat the toy. Of course, McDonald's, which is the main target of this law, called it unfair.
Who's to say that a French fry is any different than a baked potato with a pat of butter or potato in a stew where someone's added oil?
But McDonald's critics, like the school teacher, say Happy Meal toys are an irresistible lure.
They see the bright colors, they see the toys, they see the low prices, and they are getting more and more obese.
Okay, but let's take a breath here. Earnest people like this have been crusading against McDonald's for years. McDonald's may be the most advertised fast food chain in human history, but it's also the most analyzed, scrutinized, and criticized fast food chain in human history. And yet kids are still fat. If parents don't know what McDonald's sells by now, they're never going to figure it out. Isn't it time to try some other tactic? There are ways you can keep a child from getting fat, even if his meal comes with a toy. My favorite tactic? Here, kid, play with this cool toy while Daddy eats the very bad French fries. Problem solved. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the web at daveross.com.